This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 780, 10 Reasons You're Still Broke at 35, part 2 by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here on the show. Welcome back and a happy Friday to you. If you have any topic requests, we love to hear them. We want to hear what you would like to hear us cover on this show. So come visit oldpodcast.com and send us those ideas. It's oldpodcast.com. And this episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. SendPro Online software makes it easy to save time and money no matter what you ship or mail. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates. Try it for free for 30 days and get a free 10-pound scale as well when you visit pb.com/finance. That's pb.com/finance. And today's article is a continuation from yesterday, so if you are new to the show or skipping around a little bit, it would be best to hear yesterday's episode first. That's episode 779. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two from Robert Farrington as we continue optimizing your life. 10 Reasons You're Still Broke at 35, part two, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. 6. You are barely making minimum student loan debt payments. Making only the minimum payments on any debt is the simplest way to stay in debt. The minimum payment makes little progress towards paying the debt. It's even required by law to tell you how long it'll take to pay off your debt on the minimum payment. Check it out on your next statement. I'll bet you'll be shocked. If you've been in debt 10 years on your student loans, now's the time to start taking control and making as much more than the minimum payments as possible. This involves a couple things. First, make sure you're on the right repayment plan for your needs. If you can't even afford your payments now, double-check this ASAP. Second, look at simply putting more towards your student loans. Save until it hurts. If you have cash to spend on stuff, then you have cash to pay off your debts and start building real wealth. Check out our resource on student loan debt to learn more. 7. You've maxed out a credit card. Along the same lines as not paying back your student loans, living off a credit card is a sheer sign of financial doom and gloom. Yes, it might have been simple to throw down your credit card when you went out with your friends, but now that you're 35 and have a maxed out credit card, chances are you're regretting those choices. Credit cards can be a great way to stay organized and to earn rewards for your everyday spending, but if you take advantage of them, they'll bite you financially. If you've maxed out a credit card, now is the time to stop, reassess your spending and income, and look to pay off the debt. At 35, you should be working with a positive net worth, so pay off that debt as quickly as possible using the same strategies as your student loan debt. 8. You're not organized financially. The key to avoiding most major financial issues is to simply be organized. If you know what you have, where you have it, and you consistently check it to see where you are, you'll likely continue to move in the right financial direction. Most people with lots of debt and little in assets also don't know what they have and where. If you struggle to know what's in your checking account, on your credit cards, how much student loan debt you have, and the balance of your 401k, you need to get financially organized. There are several different strategies to become financially organized, but you can start simply. Put all of your accounts in one place so you can see an overall balance of what you have. I recommend using free tools like Mint or Personal Capital to help with this. Then figure out a system to organize your paperwork. When you're ready, check out our ultimate guide to financial organization to set up a foolproof system that works. 9. You lack money goals. Do you have money goals? If you're still broke at 35, chances are you don't. Money goals are a great way to build wealth because they help you build positive momentum towards something. Early in life, your financial goals can be simple. Get out of debt. Save for a house. Save for a vacation. Contribute X number of dollars to a Roth IRA. Save X number of dollars for my children's 529 plan. Goal setting is a great way to build real wealth because it aligns your money habits with your personal dreams and ambitions. Even the laziest person on earth has some basic goals they want to meet, but writing them down and making them concrete is powerful. Take it up a notch and share your goals and get an accountability buddy. That will really help you move the bar in the right financial direction. 10. You're not side hustling. Finally, if you're broke at 35, you're clearly not side hustling. While there's always going to be a fixed limit to how much you can save, I mean, you can't live on $0 per month, there is no limit on how much extra you can earn, and there are countless ways to earn more money. Earning extra money on the side of your day job, aka side hustling, is a great way to start building real wealth. That extra money can go a long way to achieve a variety of your money goals, help you pay off debt, or start saving for retirement. Once you have some money goals and are motivated to achieve them, look for ways to boost your income with your skills. There are countless stories of people earning $3,000 per month or even more simply by side hustling on the side of their day job. You just listened to part two of the post titled 10 Reasons You're Still Broke at 35 by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And once again, SendPro Online is an amazing online software that helps you save time and money no matter what you send, letters, packages, overnights, or flats, and you'll always pay the right amount because it comes with a free 10-pound scale that weighs and calculates rates for you. Plus, you can compare options between USPS, UPS, and FedEx right at your fingertips. USPS postal rates just went up last month, but by using SendPro Online, you get discounts of up to 40% off USPS priority mail shipping, and you get 5 cents off every letter you send. No additional equipment is needed. Just log onto your computer and use your own printer to print shipping labels and stamps. SendPro Online is only $14.99 a month, and listeners can get a free 30-day trial by visiting pb.com/finance. Experience the convenience of SendPro Online and try it out for free at pb.com/finance. All right, that's going to do it for today and for this week here at Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being a regular listener and for telling your friends and family about the show, too. Have yourself a great weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.